This is the first time that Sam is going to lose, and this is the first time we're playing Are You Smarter Than Sam in 2020.
We've been waiting 2 weeks for this moment right now. Mm-hmm. No pressure.
Exactly. Tyler from Pink Core, are you ready to take this guy down?
I think I'm ready, yeah.
Okay. You're back to work for the first day this morning also?
Yeah, it's the first day this morning. I'm walking in right now.
Okay. Are you late?
Don't tell my boss.
Okay, good, good. First day back. Things are going well. All right, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. Tyler, you don't forget how to play or anything, do you?
No, a little bit rusty, but I'll be good.
Okay,
we
good
all
luck.
Are. Here we go, Tyler. What letter makes up the Chanel logo?
C.
What popular alcohol can be made from potatoes?
Vodka.
What is a Hawaiian word for hello?
Aloha.
The fans of Taylor Swift are known as what?
Swifties.
Honeydew is a variety of which fruit?
Melon.
Stop it. These were too easy for the first ones back.
Tyler.
I just looked at our producer, Rob. He's like, yeah, they were a little easy.
Tyler's like, I'm okay with that.
All right, let's really hope that Sam fumbles on one of these, though. Yeah. Okay, you didn't even need your 30 seconds. Sam's coming back in from his isolated booth where he's listening to Don't Ya by the Pussycat Dolls. Yeah. Get you going this morning?
Yeah. I wish you were smart like me.
Ooh. No, I don't think you do. Oh. 30 seconds on the clock for Cocky Sam.
All right, thank you.
Okay, here we go. What letter makes up the Chanel logo?
C.
What popular alcohol can be made from potatoes?
Vodka.
What is the Hawaiian word for hello?
Aloha.
The fans of Taylor Swift are known as what?
Swifties.
Honeydew is a variety of which fruit?
The melon. Is that five?
That's five.
All right.
Look at that.
Record time.
Ugh.
My record.
Your record. Yeah, I think Tyler actually was a little more flawless in his execution
of
this
Tyler.
One. I think so. All right. Let me see here. Let me do my calculations. What letter makes up the Chanel logo? It's C. You were both correct on that.
Yep.
What popular alcohol can be made from potatoes? Vodka. You're both correct. What is the Hawaiian word for hello? It is aloha. You both got that right. The fans of Taylor Swift are known as Swifties. Of course, you're both correct. And honeydew is a variety of which fruit? It is melon. You were both correct.
Whoa.
Rob, I'm looking at our producer. We were supposed to come in strong with, like, I'm so disappointed in these questions.
I did my part. I don't know about you guys.
They needed about 5 seconds to answer those questions. All right, Sam's going to leave the room once again. We're going to do a tiebreaker.
Sounds good.
All right, here is what I'm going to do. I'm a fan of these tiebreakers because Sam lost a couple of times on them last year, so yeah. I'm going to continue with
them. Okay, I'm on board so far.
Okay, I'm going to continue.
Okay.
All right, Tyler, according to Google Maps, right now, taking the fastest route while driving, how long would it take for you to drive from the Bell Centre in Montreal to the CN Tower in Toronto?
Ooh.
5 hours, 37 minutes.
5 hours, 37. Okay. I like that answer.
I'm writing it down.
Okay. We've got $100 for Domino's on the line this morning as well. Okay. All right, Sam. According to Google Maps.
Here we go.
What is the fastest route while driving?
Okay.
If you were to drive right now from the Bell Centre in Montreal to the CN Tower in Toronto.
Let's go 5 hours, 26 minutes.
Wow. 5 hours, 26 minutes?
Yeah. Wow.
Oof. I thought it took like longer than that, but you were both actually pretty close. The answer right now. 5 hours and 12 minutes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Sam won.
Come on.
He won by like 11 minutes. You were both so close. Tyler, that wasn't fair.
Oh, that's rough.
That is a rough one. Oh.
They weren't doing 100 the whole way.
They're lawbreakers.
I agree with you. Tyler, that is heartbreaking. We would love for you to try again really soon because I have a feeling you can take this guy down once we've got some good questions in there that aren't so simple.
Sure, I can.
Okay. We love you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Okay.
Well done, Tyler. Well done. That was a tough one, yeah. I feel for him.
How disappointing.
But in my defense, I have made that drive about 1,000 times, so I do know how
no
long
defense
it takes.
For you.
No, we don't want to hear it. Okay. We don't. That's right. You can win 4 passes to the advanced screening of Doolittle. This is like it's Doolittle, but not the same Dr. Doolittle that we know.
Is
from
he
back
still
in the
a
day.
Doctor?
He's still a doctor.
Okay.
It's Robert Downey Jr. though. All it's right. Not Eddie Murphy at all. Same producers as Alice in Wonderland and Maleficent. So
okay.
I watched a trailer the other day, and it just looks very beautiful. It looks aesthetically pleasing.
Lots
That's
of
all
beautiful
I can
colors.
Say. Yeah, and a lot of animals and stuff. So looks pretty good. We want to hook you up with 4 passes to the advanced screening if you can be the first person to take Sam down this morning with Are You Smarter Than Sam? And we've got Donna in Hudson, who woke up ready to do just that, right, Donna?
That's right.
Okay, good. You're feeling confident?
Yes, I am.
Good. Right. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. Good luck.
Okay, Donna, what type of school offers a class called torts?
Pass.
What is the capital of the Philippines?
Manila.
Katrina, Andrew, and Sandy were famous what?
Hurricane.
In Roman mythology, who was the god of war?
Apollo.
What movie won Best Picture at last night's Golden Globe Awards?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
There's the buzzer.
Donna, it's so funny because when we're chatting with you, you're so nice. And then as soon as the question started, you got like really serious. Yeah. I could tell your game face was on. I could tell.
All business.
All right. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for Sam, who just made his way back in from the isolated booth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What type of school offers a class called torts?
Pass.
What is the capital of the Philippines?
Manila.
Katrina, Andrew, and Sandy were famous what?
Hurricanes.
In Roman mythology, who was the god of war?
Oh, boy. Pass.
What movie won Best Picture at last night's Golden Globe Awards?
Pass.
What type of school offers a class called torts?
I'm going to say this is the Hogwarts school. Because you always try and get me the Harry Potter questions.
That's maybe the most ridiculous answer you've ever given in the history of Are You Smarter Than Sam.
Also a great guess, though. Yeah. Okay.
Even if you win, you just made my morning with that answer. Okay, great. Seriously. Okay. The first question, what type of school offers a class called torts? And just because you're always ripping on her, Sam, Kim Kardashian knows the answer to this.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, it's law school. Torts. Torts is a wrongful act or an infringement of a right leading to civil legal liability.
Okay, well, they may have law school at the Hogwarts School of Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's a spell that Harry Potter puts on people.
All right, the second question. What is the capital of the Philippines? It is Manila. You were both correct on that one.
Okay.
Katrina, Andrew, and Sandy were famous what? Hurricanes. You're both correct.
Yep.
In Roman mythology, the god of war was Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Neither one of you got that right. And the final question, what movie won Best Picture at last night's Golden Globe Awards? Nobody cares, apparently. It was 19. I don't either. It was 1917, so you're both incorrect, which means we've got another tiebreaker.
Another?
Time for a tiebreaker.
All right,
Sam is going to leave off to Hogwarts for you. And I'm going to ask you a question, Donna. The answer is a number. You've got 5 seconds to answer. Whoever comes closest is the winner, okay?
Yeah.
Are you nervous? Okay, me too then. Okay, I'm going to go with this type of question as well. Again, they've been working for me. According to Google Maps, right now, taking the fastest route by car, how long would it take to drive from Montreal to Winnipeg?
Ooh.
Quick.
8 hours.
Okay.
8 hours.
Got it in there.
11.
Okay.
Way more.
All right. Sam's favorite questions. According to Google Maps.
Oh, my God. Again.
He lost a lot on these questions last
year. That's why we love them.
Exactly. How long would it take you by car, taking the fastest route right now, to drive from Montreal, Quebec to Winnipeg?
Let's go 16 hours.
You guys are both really fast drivers.
Yeah, I know. You both don't drive to Winnipeg.
I have not, though.
It should take you 25 hours.
Okay.
Actually, Donna said 8, then she said 11. Sam said 16. Yeah. So unfortunately, that makes him the winner, even though he has no idea how long it takes to drive to Manitoba. No idea at all. I'm sorry, Donna.
That's okay.
Oh, we loved having you on, and we'd love for you to try again, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Okay, we love you. Have a good one. Happy New Year. Got some texts from people guessing. Someone said 68 hours. That's a little long.
It's a slow drive. Taking a bike, maybe, yeah.
All right, that means we've got a family 4-pass of tickets for the advanced screening of Doolittle to give away on our text line at 92925. It's happening this Saturday, actually, January 11th at the Scotiabank Theater, 10 o'clock.
Word to text in is torts.
Okay, you can text, which means what?
Oh, I already forget.
Just go with the Hogwarts thing.
I wouldn't do well in law school.
Somebody's not as sharp in 2020.
I know.
I'm feeling.
To get back into it.
Wow, it's going
to
be a good year.